Chapter 15, Antennas. There are 53 questions in this chapter. Number 1. Most simple horizontal polarized antennas do not exhibit any directivity unless they are a half wavelength or more above ground. Number 2. If the overall gain of an amateur station is increased by 3 dB, the ERP, or effective radiated power, will double. Number 3. Why is a ground-mounted vertical quarter-wave antenna in reasonably open surroundings better for long-distance contacts than a half-wave dipole at a quarter wavelength above ground? The vertical radiation angle is lower. Number 4. Effective radiated power means the transmitter output power minus the line losses plus antenna gain. Number 5. A transmitter has power output of 100 watts. There is a loss of 1.30 dB in the transmission line, a loss of 0.2 dB through the transmatch, and a gain of 4.50 dB in the antenna. The effective radiated power, or ERP, is 200 watts. Number 6. How is antenna percentage efficiency calculated? Soft bracket, radiation resistance divided total resistance, soft bracket, times 100. Number 7. At the ends of a half-wave dipole, voltage is high and current is low. Number 8. A transmitter has an output of 100 watts. The cable and connectors have a composite loss of 3 dB, and the antenna has a gain of 6 dB. What is the effective radiated power? 200 watts. Number 9. A transmitter has an output power of 200 watts. The coax and connector losses are 3 dB in total, and the antenna gain is 9 dB. What is the approximate effective radiated power of this system? 800 watts. Number 10. In a half-wave dipole, where does the minimum impedance occur? At the center. Number 11. Greater distance can be covered with multiple hop transmissions by decreasing the vertical radiation angle of the antenna main. Number 12. What is meant by the radiation resistance of an antenna? The equivalent resistance that would dissipate the same amount of power as that radiated from an antenna. Number 13. What factors determine the radiation resistance of an antenna? Antenna location with respect to the nearby objects and conductor's length or diameter ratio. Number 14. If the ohmic resistance of a half-way dipole is 2 ohms and the radiation resistance is 72 ohms, what is the antenna efficiency? 97.3%. Number 15. What is the term for the ratio of the radiation resistance of an antenna to the total resistance of the system? Antenna efficiency. Number 16. How does antenna height affect the horizontal or azimuthal radiation pattern of the horizontal dipole HF antenna? If the antenna is less than one-half wavelength high, reflected radio waves from the ground significantly distort the pattern. Number 17. For long propagation, the vertical radiation angle of the energy from the antenna should be less than 30 degrees. Number 18. Antenna beam width is the angular distance between the points on the major lobe at the half power points. Number 19. A half wave dipole antenna is normally fed at the point where the current is maximum. Number 20. When a half wave dipole antenna is installed one half wavelength above ground, the vertical or upward radiation is canceled. Number 21. The plane from which ground reflections can be considered to take place or the effective ground plane for an antenna is several centimeters to as much as 2 meters below ground, depending on soil conditions. Number 22. In a half-wave dipole, the distribution of blank is lowest at each end. Current. Number 23. How can the approximate beam width of a beam antenna be determined? Note the 2 points where the signal strength is down 3 dB from the maximum signal point and compute the angular difference. Number 24. A transmitter has a power output of 125 watts. There is a loss of 0.8 dB in the transmission line, 0.2 dB in the transmatch, and a gain of 10 dB in the antenna. The effective radiated power, or ERP, is 1,000. Number 25. What is meant by circulatory polarized electromagnetic waves? Waves with a rotating electric field. Number 26. A transmitter has an output of 1,000 watts PEP. The coax cable, connectors, and transmatch have a composite loss of 1 dB, and the antenna gain is 10 dB. What is the effective radiated power, or ERP, in watts PEP? 8,000. Number 27. The impedance at the center of a dipole antenna more than 3 wavelengths above ground would be nearest to 75 ohms. Number 28. If a 3 dB gain antenna is replaced with a 9 dB gain antenna with no other changes, the effective radiated power, or ERP, will increase by 4. Number 29. In a half-wave dipole, the distribution of blank is highest at each end. Voltage. Number 30. The impedance of a half-wave antenna is its center is low, because at this point, voltage is low and current is high. Number 31. For a three-element Yagi antenna with the horizontal mounted elements, how does the main lobe takeoff angle vary with height above flat ground? Decreases with increasing height. Number 32. If the ohmic resistance of a mini-loop antenna is 2 milliohms and the radiation resistance is 50 milliohms, what is the antenna efficiency? 96.15%. Number 33. In a half-wave dipole, where does the minimum current occur? At both ends. Number 34. In a half-wave dipole, where does minimum voltage occur? The center. Number 35. What is the term used for an equivalent resistance which would dissipate the same amount of energy as that radiated from an antenna? Radiation resistance. Number 36. A parabolic antenna is very efficient because all the received energy is focused to a point where the pickup antenna is located. Number 37. A helical beam antenna with the right-hand polarization will best receive signals with right-hand polarization. Number 38. The feed point in a center feed half-wave antenna is the point of maximum current. Number 39. What is the effective radiated power of an amateur transmitter if the transmitter output power is 200 watts, the transmission line loss is 5 watts, and the antenna power gain is 3 dB? 390 watts. Number 40. One antenna which will respond simultaneously to vertically and horizontally polarized signals is the helical beam antenna. Number 41. A transmitter has an output of 2,000 watts PEP. The transmission line connectors and transmatch have a composite loss of 1 dB, and the gain from the stacked Yagi antenna is 10 dB. What is the effective radiated power, or ERP, in watts PEP? 16,000. Number 42. What is included in the total resistance of an antenna system? Radiation resistance plus ohmic resistance. Number 43. Why would one need to know the radiation resistance of an antenna? To match impedances for maximum power transfer. Number 44. In a half-wave dipole, the highest distribution of blank occurs in the middle. Current. Number 45. In a half-wave dipole, the lowest distribution of blank occurs in the middle. Voltage. Number 46. What type of polarization is produced by cross dipoles fed 90 degrees out of phase? Circular polarization. Number 47. Which of these antennas does not produce circular polarization? A loaded helical wound antenna. Number 48. For VHF and UHF signals over a fixed path, what extra loss can be expected when linear polarized antennas are cross-polarized, or 90 degrees? 20 dB or more. Number 49. Which of the following is not a valid parabolic dish illumination arrangement? Newtonian. Number 50. In amateur work, what is the surface error upper limit you should try not to exceed on a parabolic reflector? 0.1 lambda. Number 51. If you want to convert a surplus parabolic dish for amateur radio use, the gain of this antenna depends on the diameter of the antenna in wavelengths. Number 52. Why can a horizontal antenna closer to the ground be advantageous to close-range communications on lower HF bands? The ground tends to act as a reflector. Number 53. Which antenna system and operating frequency are most suitable for near-vertical incident skywaves, or NVIS, communications? A horizontal antenna less than 1/4 wavelength above ground and a frequency below the current critical frequency.